Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN U, the ESPN app. You can click on the ESPN app. You see more on the lower right-hand corner. Click on that. Scroll down and listen live. Oh, I'm at work. I just got to work. I got to turn off the car. Damn, I want to hear what they're going to talk about. You got a phone in your pocket. You can listen to us live. Period. Hey, good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
What up, man?
What's happening?
What shirt you got on today? What kind of shirt is that?
Bob's Big Boy. It's a. It's
Bob's
a.
Big Boy. Yeah.
It's like a franchise burger place from like the 19. I'm Google it. I think it's like It was in the 70s, 60s, 50s, 30s, and it was famous. I think there's only like one left in the world now, and it's like in Burbank near all the studios.
Yeah, it's like bring that back.
It's like a diner type. It's big time though. It's sometimes you could wait up to two and a half hours to get a hamburger, and now obviously I wouldn't be waiting that long, but people feel that way. You know, I think it was like one of the original spots to have big, thick fries.
There's so many spots like that in L.A. where it's crazy. Like, you remember Nozawa Sushi in the Valley, Key?
Yeah, $800 for a piece of fish.
And by the way, it's in a little strip mall in the Valley. Looks like nothing, right? But every A-list Hollywood person's there online waiting to get in there. And
Is there one in New York?
No, Nozawa retired. His kids opened up a place called Sugarfish.
Okay. Yeah, Sugarfish. Yeah. But outside of Sugarfish, I think there's another in Manhattan. There's one of those spots where
you
get omakase for like, Jay, it's like $1,000. And it's only like
three pieces of sushi.
No, but it's only like seat like 10 people, and it's like waiting list for months.
Now, what was great about Nozawa, he was a boxing fan.
Only you can go there, Jay.
And a Yankees fan, so I was good. People would line up these A-list Hollywood sites in this little strip mall in the Valley to get in to get this sushi. Mm-hmm. And then he would give you what he gave you, and you're supposed to eat that. If you asked for it, like you had some of these A-list Hollywood people going, can I have da-da-da?
He'll make you leave.
He would go like this. He would look at them. It's a little small place. He would go, please leave.
Yeah, he'll make you
have to get out.
Yeah, make you leave. They do that now. They do that to a degree at Sugar. They kind of... You ask for something, and it's a whole, it's good, but it's a whole thing.
Yeah, but Key, I was a Yankees fan and a boxing fan, right? Like, that's what he was. Mm. So, we got along. I could sit at the counter. He'd be giving me those Toro rolls. Oh, is that? All right, listen. Enough of Bob's Big Boy.
Squirrel
and
meat.
Sushi. Here's the question, because we're in New York. We're on in New York right now, guys. And in New York, you know what they're asking?
Are the Mets going to win tonight?
We're on in a lot of places.
Yeah, some people are asking.
That's what I'm asking
some
myself.
People are asking
we're wearing our black jerseys tonight.
That's true.
No? Okay.
Some people are asking that about the Mets.
Okay.
Yankees going to win? Oh, no, Yankees not a wild card. They don't have to stress that. Anyway, the point is Dodgers. No, Dodgers are not a wild card.
No need for that.
I don't even know what wild card is. What is that?
There's no need. Everybody has different races at different times. We're fine.
Don't have to bring race into this, Jay.
Jeez.
Look, here's what New Yorkers want to know, Jay. Would you sign Daniel Jones to an extension? And let me push this out a little bit more.
What kind of extension?
Because people are asking that, and they're also asking, do you trade Saquon Barkley now while his value is high, and you know he ain't winning the Super Bowl this year, and you don't know if you want to give him a giant contract, right? And part of the logic of that is you trade Saquon, you get some draft capital, you package that up to move up in the draft in case you win too many games to get a great draft pick, and you want to draft a quarterback. So it all ties together. Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley trade, and the quarterback draft. Jay, what do you do?
So
you're a Giants fan.
I'm a realistic Giants fan, too. We've talked about this. I really do think that the Giants are 3-1 right now. But after our next three games, we're going to be 3-4. I think we're going to lose to the Packers in London, especially with Daniel Jones being injured, trying to get back, bringing up Davis Webb. A lot of guys aren't even making the trip. And you got the Ravens at home. I don't see our defense containing Lamar Jackson at all. And then you got to play a really tough game down in Jacksonville versus the Jags. So if we're looking at this thing 3 weeks from now saying we're 3-4, and it starts to spiral the other way, like, does it make sense? And I'm starting to think this way. As much as I don't want to trade Saquon Barkley, if his usage rate is high and if the numbers are looking good in these losses, do I want to keep putting him out there on the field if it's going the opposite direction and keep jeopardizing him to get injured? Or do I want to keep his stock high and see if I can get as much in return as possible to move up in the draft? And then I'm looking at Daniel Jones saying, hey, if I can move up in the draft, if I have a chance to get a guy like C.J. Stroud, how do I get him to be that bridge quarterback that can build between where the franchise is now compared to where it could be if I can get that quarterback in the draft? That's the kind of move I'm looking at making if I'm Brian Daboll or Joe Shane.
No? Key looks like he just saw an accident or something. Why?
Why?
Because, you know, I'm just thinking about the college quarterbacks. I watch a lot of college football.
I said C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud.
C.J. Stroud.
I didn't say you didn't, Jay. I just said I watch a lot of college football. And I've seen a lot of these quarterbacks all the way from Kentucky to Stanford to Florida to C.J. Stroud to Tennessee to Bryce Young. If I'm not getting C.J. Stroud, I'm not moving Barkley.
Let me ask you. Okay, wait. Let's follow that along, though, Key. Let's say your plan is to move Barkley in order to get the draft capital to get C.J. Stroud. Forget about everybody else. You're not that impressed. Is C.J. Stroud impressive enough to make him the focal point of your offseason plans?
I got to get up to get him because I'm assuming C.J. Stroud. I don't know. Obviously, we don't know how the thing's going to shake out. We can only look at the teams at the bottom right now and say, oh, well, they're going to fizz out. If the Giants are picking in it, because I think C.J. Stroud at the quarterback spot is a top five guy, if you're picking in the top five, then you got to lose a lot of games to get into the top five. And you're going to have to move up because if the Giants are in that teens, you ain't climbing from
but
the teens.
But that's what I'm saying. In other words, that's what I'm asking because Saquon would move for draft capital. You package that up with other draft capital.
You're giving away. Now you're getting ready to give away the world. How are you going to build your team? If Saquon Barkley is, let's just for conversation's sake, say I get 2 threes for him.
Okay.
So I got the 2 threes for him. Mm-hmm. Now I give you those 2 threes. Plus the, my one, plus another
two.
One in the future, plus a two. Like, I ain't got nothing.
Right.
Now I'm in trouble. So
but let me ask you something. If it was Patrick Mahomes, I would do it all, right, knowing what I now know about Mahomes. What I'm asking is, does C.J. Stroud have superstar upside? That's really what I'm asking.
I think he does. I think he has superstar upside, unlike the late Dwayne Haskins. When he came out of school, he wasn't ready for the National Football League, where C.J. Stroud has been there. He needs to mature a little bit more just from a mental standpoint, but as far as his physical tools and the things that he's been able to do at Ohio State, he's been underneath the center for 3 years now. It's different, where a guy only had a year start and then he elects to go into the draft, so you're dealing with something totally different. But C.J. Stroud, it can put itself in a position for many teams to want to move up to get him.
Right.
I don't necessarily know that the Giants would serve themselves well to mortgage off the future
to get him
for C.J. Stroud. I just don't know that that's the case.
I'm with you, Key. I look, that's a pie in the sky scenario for me because I like C.J. Stroud a lot as a future NFL quarterback talent, more so than I like Daniel Jones. But let me tell you what I'm afraid of happening. And who knows how this will work out. Even though I'm not that big of a believer, I know you guys are. I listen to Max Kellerman every single day.
Lucky.
And every time this name pops up, all I hear is the following statement. All he does is win. So it makes me think, as a Giants fan, that Jimmy G plays this year for San Francisco, They're obviously moving on with Trey Lance. Kyle Shanahan has made that known. It seems like by default that Jimmy G is playing for the 49ers. So if you do want to hold on to Saquon Barkley, if you don't believe in Daniel Jones as the answer, if Jimmy G hits free agency, do the Giants go that route? Max, what, that's your guy. All he does is win. Would you be happy with Jimmy G and Saquon Barkley?
But you bringing Jimmy G to the Giants with what?
Yeah, that's the point. Jimmy G, all he does is win, but he's not going to take a bad team and elevate them.
But
what he can do is take a team that has a lot of elements in place that another quarterback doesn't take advantage of, and he'll take advantage of.
But I'm not. Right? But I'm not giving Jimmy G $25 million a year in free agency. I'm not doing that.
Do you think he'll garner that on the market?
It's what it is, man. If you think he's going to be a starting quarterback in free agency, you got to pay him as such. You can't get him for pennies on a dollar.
25 just, for a quarterback ain't that bad nowadays, really.
No,
that's quarterback.
But I'm not doing it.
I'll give him 25 for a middle class deal.
Oh, so you're going to give him 3 years, $75 million to be a quarterback.
But put it this way, Key.
Fully guaranteed, too, now, Max.
Not the Giants. The Colts. If I were the Colts, I might do it.
I'm not doing that if I'm the Colts. I just did that with Matt Ryan. Exactly. I did that with Carson Wentz.
Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan's old. Carson Wentz was no good. Jimmy G is different.
And
that's
Jimmy
what I'm saying.
G breaks down. Like
well,
you
got to
think
too.
About you got to think too. About all of those things. And when you're talking about the New York Giants, you're talking about their football and Saquon Barkley, for instance. Saquon Barkley is a centerpiece of a team that has a foundation that he's on that they continue to keep building. Those picks that the Giants have or whatever they do, you go out there and you draft guys like Jordan Addison that we talked about yesterday. You get that type of receiver. You go get another guy. You go get a tight end. You go get whatever you need, some defensive players. And maybe Daniel Jones is doing just enough with those pieces around him to elevate him up even more in a second, third year within Brian Daboll's system.
So what do you sign Daniel Jones to, Key? What do you sign him to, like a $10 million a year?
You probably can get him on a decent deal. I mean, you could – because, look,
it makes
in the
me
open
feel like
market,
you're just treading water again. That's the problem.
But that's what they're doing. They're building.
We're building. You're not treading water. You are building. He is – okay, but Jay, forget that he's been in the league, right? Just forget it.
Yeah.
Forget that he's been in the league. Just get it out your mind. He's with a new coach this year.
Yep.
Forget those other 3-4 years or whatever it's
Daniel
been.
Daniel Jones looks good so far to me this year, Key.
Forget it.
We're building.
Just think about this year. In this year alone, if you looked at him as a rookie, because he doesn't have an extension, or you looked at him as a guy in free agency, and he was doing what he's doing right now, you would say, oh, that's okay. We got to put some pieces around him and continue to keep getting better. Opposed to looking at where he got drafted and looking at Gettleman and looking at all the negatives in the past that has condition your mind to believe that the guy can't play in the NFL.
I think he's playing pretty well.
When I say his ceiling is, Keith. But see, when I use the word can't play, Jay, I'm talking about when I say can't play, justifying the sixth spot in the NFL.
Because
he does not justify the sixth spot as the draft.
Here's the bottom line.
At all.
Here's the bottom line, guys. I believe Daniel Jones played well enough that there's a market for him that doesn't include just the New York Football Giants right now.
For example, if
I were the Indianapolis Colts and I'm not going to draft a guy, he's better than Matt Ryan right now. Right now, he's better than Matt Ryan. He's better if I like. There are teams out there that would look at Daniel Jones and go, "That's an upgrade over the guy we got." But I think he's an upgrade for the Panthers. I think he's an upgrade for the Colts.
The Panthers will be in position to get C.J. Stroud, though.
Right, that's the thing. They're swinging for the fences. That owner, Tepper is not trying to be good. He wants to have a great team, and he's willing to swing for the fences.
Well, Tepper should call me and let me help him put his team, his organization together. I'll do it for free.
That means Baker Mayfield's going to be a backup quarterback in the NFL moving forward.
That's pretty clear, I think.
That's what that means.
Tune for football action Sunday as the Jets host the Dolphins. Coverage begins at noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. Guys, you ready to play real or not real?
Let's get it.
Absolutely.
Pat Costello.
Who's not?
Pat Costello, what we got?
Well, Max, you just mentioned it. The Jets are 3.5-point home underdogs versus the Dolphins. We're playing real or not real underdogs who will win this week. So real or not real, the Jets will win at home as the underdogs versus the Dolphins.
You asking me?
Sure. We'll start with you.
I think it's real. I think the Jets are going to score an upset here. I don't think the Dolphins have looked good recently. I think that the Jets are trending in the right direction, and I think it's the kind of game, you know, you have to look for some, like, surprising upsets in the NFL in the when you look at the schedule. Oh, that, circle it. That might be an upset. This one looks that way to me. Smells that way.
KJ, what do you think?
Not real. Not real, and I'm giving Robert Saleh another receipt. it's not real to me. I think Teddy Bridgewater could certainly guide the ship and take care of business. A professional quarterback in the National Football League. He's been a winner. He knows how to win. He knows how to come in tough situations and replace starting quarterbacks. He's done it for the majority of his career. I think when you look at this situation, Miami still has a solid defense. You know, they went in, faced the Cincinnati Bengal team that, you know, has been playing really great at home on a short week. They lose their quarterback. I like Miami in this situation.
I like Miami as well, as real.
Of course you do.
As well. Yes, of course I do. Yes, even without Tua. Yes, Key, I am a Miami Dolphin fan because they have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. And I think that speed on the outside, I think that defense steps up, and I think they get a win on the road.
We're playing
or they
really
cover. How about
that? That's fair. Real or not real, underdogs who will win this week. The Giants are 8-point underdogs against the Packers. The Packers are technically the home team, but remember, this is a London game. So real or not real, the Giants will win this week.
Not real. Not real at all. We talked about Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley. Daniel Jones obviously is dealing with a little bit of health issues on the ankle side of things. Davis Webb should be elevated from the practice squad as his backup if anything goes wrong where he can't play. But the Packers are playing a different style of football. I know everybody's looking at Davante Adams in at the Raiders and saying, well, the offense is struggling because Davante Adams is gone. The offense really isn't struggling. I understand Aaron Rodgers wants to continue to bring that, oh, we got to get better, and OBJ conversation. So people automatically assume with all that this offense is bad. The defense needs to play a little bit better. I think that they will. And they need to continue to develop the young receivers in Romeo Doubs and company. So the Giants, no, they won't win in London. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll say not real. I think the Packers lean heavily on their run game and their solid defense, which they'll control the clock. I don't see them struggling to win this game at all, frankly. And, I mean, like, Kadarius Toney, Kenny Galladay, they didn't even travel with the team. Like, I like Richie James a lot. I like David Sills. Like, we're referring to practice squad people, like, trying to make big receptions for our team. It's a problem.
Yeah, not real, although I think that this is – I think what Jay just said is right. The defense and the run game of the Packers, plus, you know, a better quarterback, obviously, is going to be the difference. You know, games in London, though, that can get a little funky. It might be an interesting game, but the Packers are going to win.
You mean the game, not the smell, right, Max?
Yeah, that's right.
We're doing real or not real, underdogs who will win this week. Pittsburgh are 14-point underdogs at Buffalo. Real or not real, they will win this week.
Not real. I don't think I've ever seen and I could be wrong, but I don't think I've ever seen a team be 14-point underdog to the National Football League. What does that tell you they feel about that damn team? They feel like the Steelers ain't got a chance of prayer in hell to go into Buffalo and win, although they did a year ago or 2 years ago, that for that matter, against the Pittsburgh Steelers on opening day. It's not real. The Steelers doesn't have a chance.
I'm going Buffalo all day long here. Like, I like Kenny Pickett a lot. I think that he has the moxie. I think that he has the bravado to be a future leader for the Steelers organization. I think he fits perfectly with Mike Tomlin. I do not put all those interceptions on him in his first game against the Jets. But this is a hell of a first game to have a start against the Buffalo Bills and that defense, even with their secondary being a little bit banged up. I think Bills win pretty easily here.
Yeah, Bills win this game. Not real.
Cleveland are 2.5-point underdogs against Los Angeles, Justin Herbert's crew. Real or not real, Cleveland will win this week, Key.
Not real. I don't think the Cleveland Browns go into Los Angeles and beat the Chargers. I think the Chargers win this game. Justin Herbert's ribs are a little bit better. Each week they get a little bit better, a little bit better. He has Mike Williams. He has Gerald Everett at the tight end spot. I don't know the status on Keenan Allen, but they still have enough. Although Bosa is out, they still have enough in J.C. Jackson and Derwin James and Khalil Mack and company to pull off a victory.
Oh, this is a tricky one.
This is a
tricky one for me because that pass rush, man, Myles Garrett gets his hands on Justin Herbert knowing how fragile he is. And I get all the weapons. We talk about the weapons, but I think I might pick the Browns to get this one done at home.
If you like the Browns, to me it's because the Chargers are missing their best pass rusher. They're missing, and here's the key, you bring up Myles Garrett. That's the best guy coming off the edge, basically, because it's hard to get better than that. And Slater's out for the year. Slater had such a good rookie year. I mean, they're great rookie year. They pick him to protect Herbert's blind side. He does exactly what he's picked to do, and he goes down for the season, and you're facing an elite pass rusher on the blind side. That's a tough matchup. And in addition to that, your receivers, like, it, yeah, I guess he's getting them back, but still, it's you're not in the flow of things. Whew, I'm going to say real. I think the Browns can upset him.
Keem, I'm going to put some money in your guy, Jacoby Brissett. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, I just think that L.A. and the defense and I just.
Yeah, I hear
it. It comes down to Herbert's ribs. As you said, Key, how much better is he feeling, right?
He's feeling better.
If Herbert's good, I think they'll win if he's good.
One more quick one here. We're playing Real or Not Real. Underdogs who will win this week. Chicago is 7-point underdogs at Minnesota. Real or not real, Key? Chicago wins this week.
Not real. Chicago's offense is just not – it's nothing there. It's cute to see Justin Fields run around and protect himself and give some hope and prayer, but I think Minnesota's a much better football team than Chicago. The Vikings are sitting at 2-2. I just don't – and they're trying to catch the Green Bay Packers. It's not going to happen. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't see it happening for Justin Fields. I think he is the long-term answer for the organization. But I think the Vikings are a better team.
Not real. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Tune in for college football action tomorrow as LSU hosts Tennessee, presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins at 11:30 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Coming up, guys, one team who is trying to win their division.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Third and six from his own 23. Play clock to one. They get it off. Looks left.
Intercepted. And it's intercepted. Eric Kendricks near side. 20, 15, 10. Touchdown! Eric Kendricks with a 30-yard pick six.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app, ESPNU, your smart speakers. Download the podcast. By the way, that was a KFAN you just heard the sound from. We are joined now on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, where you can call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Is Mike McCarthy getting easier to root for? That's what we've been asking. By the way, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. We are joined now, Key and Jay, by Eric Kendricks, All-Pro Vikings linebacker. What's going on, Eric?
What's up? How you doing?
What's happening, man?
How you doing,
man? You must be really having a really amazing season to be on this show, because I typically wouldn't have a bear on our show, being a Trojan.
It's okay. You know, I feel like, you know, we got the best of you guys last year. You know, when I played, I won 3 out of 4, but not by counting any wins or losses, but yeah, it's a cool school, you know, for sure.
Okay. All right, E, I see you.
So what was it like playing in London?
And, you know, it's always weird, you know. I feel like the week of preparation is always the weird part, you know, staying in a hotel, you know. But, you know, once you get to playing, once you get to warming up for the game and you're in a different stadium, it's really cool. You know, you see you hear the national anthem, you know, ours and theirs, and, you know, you can't help but just feel like, hey, you know, we're out here in London playing. It's a blessing.
Eric, you guys beat the Green Bay Packers in Week 1. Do you feel like, and I don't want to, you know, get you in trouble or hyped or anything, but do you feel like you guys are ahead of the class in the AFC and the NFC North, having beaten the Packers already?
You know, that was the first game, and yeah, we played well. But, you know, we have another NFC matchup this week against the Bears, and we're really just trying to solidify ourselves in the division. It's still early in the season. We're still working out some kinks. You know, we're off to a great start, yes, but our standard for our play is really high. So we're still working out some kinks, looking to get a win this week, and, you know, we'll see when the chips fall.
Eric, I've been the one on the show stating from the beginning that I think out of all the seasons that I've seen, you guys are perfectly suited to be that team in your division and surpass the Packers. And I know that they're a standard, and I know that the Vikings are the team that's been right there. But I'm curious, in your mind, what sets you apart? What sets the Vikings apart from the Packers?
I think just when it comes down to situations, and when it comes down to, you know, playmakers on offense and defense, you know, we got to just rise to the occasion. You know, obviously they have guys as well. You know, they have guys who've been doing it too. But, you know, it's not about them. It's about us, and it's about what we got to accomplish, and we're hungry for it.
You've been in the league 8 years now. You're a Pro Bowl player. You've seen many, many quarterbacks and offensive weapons and things of that nature. How good is Jalen Hurts, though?
Jalen Hurts, man, he, you know, when we were watching a film that I think we played in Week 2, we watched a film. He did a lot of running, you know, a lot of running out of the pocket, especially his first game. You know, he was kind of scrambling. But versus our game, he kind of really locked in and started passing the ball effectively. So it was a surprise by me. And, you know, he was good. He was really good.
Where's your confidence right now, like, as a team?
Our confidence? Mm-hmm. It's high. You know, I think our confidence in one another and our coaching staff is really high. I think it's just early in the season. So, you know, we were battle tested a couple times early. We had a couple close games. And it's about, you know, being good in all three phases, you know, every game. We gotta be situational masters, is what we like to call it. We gotta know what the clock is like in certain situations, and then we gotta execute. You know, our guys gotta beat their guys every time.
Eric Kendricks, 8-year linebacker with the Minnesota Vikings, UCLA ruin, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, of course. Eric, so you had an opportunity to play against Jalen Hurts, and you game planned a certain way against Jalen Hurts, but you got a quarterback coming up this weekend. It's very similar in style in Justin Fields. How do you approach the game different from Jalen and Justin?
I think as far as a rush plan, I think they both obviously can you know, do a lot of things with their legs, but you know, they are a little bit different players, a little much different offensive scheme, but maybe we can see some things that, you know, trickle over from the Philly game into the game this week. But I think especially on defense, I think, you know, our number one priority, and this goes for every single game I've ever played in, is to stop the run. I think once you stop the run, you know, and your offense maybe put up a couple points on the board, you know, the game just naturally changes. So I think that going into the game, our objective is always should be stop the run.
What's the game? So you stop the run, you think you can win. That makes sense. That's usually how it works. And you're confident in all three phases of the game. Apologize for that question. How confident are you? It was a little bit.
Can I be frank with you, man? I'm going to be really frank with you.
I'm very non-confident.
I'm going to be frank with you, E.
What's he supposed to say to that?
Is Kirk Cousins it? And I know he's your quarterback, man. But we have this conversation all the time. Everybody starts ranging quarterbacks, and where does Kirk Cousins fit into it? And people get into debates, and they say, it's Kirk. Tell me why Kirk Cousins is the answer for your team to get you guys where the hell you need to be.
Man, I feel like Kirk is playing his best ball. I think that started from the spring. And honestly, I think that people just love to hate Kirk for some reason. You come out here on the media, anytime we have a matchup on primetime, it's just easy. It's easy for everybody to just hate on him. So, I'm not even worried about Kirk. Kirk's going to do what Kirk does, and he's going to show up for us big time.
You played for Coach Zim 7 of your 8 years in the National Football League, Eric, and now you got a new head coach, an inexperienced head coach in Kevin O'Connell, who comes over from the Rams, brings some of those same principles from Sean McVay to the Rams. How different is it from being with Coach Zim to Kevin O'Connell?
It's much different. I learned a lot of football from Zim, for sure. Can't replace that, the knowledge I learned from Zim. But it's just different. First of all, he's an offensive-minded coach. We got a lot of experience on our staff. I know he's a first-time head coach, but, he brings the energy to the facility, brings the energy to the field. And, everybody's bought in right now. So, let's ride.
I want you to say let's ride. I don't want you to say that.
I can't even really say that with anybody. It was completely taken. Now when you say that, it's just like everybody knows who said it, what I was talking about. So I guess I got to eliminate it from my vocabulary.
You just made yourself a social media darling. I'm sure there'll be some memes or something out there on you in a minute.
That is Eric Kendricks, ladies and gentlemen, All-Pro Vikings linebacker. Thank you, Eric.
Good luck,
Eric. All right, E, fight on.
Take it easy, y'all. Wow.
Just had to get the fight on in there, Key. Can't help yourself, can you?
Man, he's a UCLA Bruin, man. I can't.
Here's the question, guys. Will Jay's beloved Mets be able to bounce back from their NL East collapse?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So, I can't hear Let's Ride anymore. That's the problem.
It's been ruined forever.
Every time somebody says it, I'm just like, I cringe.
So Von Miller on the Richard Sherman podcast, did you hear what he had to say about Odell Beckham Jr.?
Odell Beckham Jr.
But let's be real, Von Miller said. Odell's coming to the Bills. He's coming to the Bills. It's already said and done. He's coming to the Bills. We're down a couple of receivers, man. What you think, Key? Is he coming to the Bills?
I mean, if Von Miller said that that's what they're doing, then maybe that's what they're doing. I think that the Rams would sign him back first, and he would want to stay in nice, warm weather rather than go out there with an AC. Jay knows because he has knee issues, that cold weather, and all of a sudden, think about it. He's coming from California because they're not going to sign him tomorrow, right? Whenever he's able to play, the weather's going to change in the Northeast, especially up in Buffalo. So you got issues with your knee, and you coming from the warm weather to go play in the cold immediately? Not, you didn't sign there in the summer. You coming from the warm weather in October, November to going up to the Northeast to play? Yeah, I don't see it.
That's the only thing, Key. You know, talk about recover. I mean, second ACL tear, right?
And Jay can speak to that.
Second ACL tear, man. So environment, coming back to cold, I can't tell you how many days I wake up and my knee is just hurting for no damn reason. Just when the weather starts to become slightly cool, right? You can feel the brisk. But when I'm in warm, heated environments, like, it's easier for me to have better pop. Like, my recovery time is also factoring into this whole thing because it's quicker when I'm in hotter environments. Why do you think people who have injuries end up going down to Florida or places of that sort? You stay in California. So that I get it, though, because Josh Allen is different. I get what it looks like next to Diggs. But in the day, man, you got to factor in health into this thing, too. That's why I think he'll probably end up staying in L.A.
Well, the other question is, what kind of contract is he looking at? Is he looking at a 1 year with a little, you know,
incentive?
Yeah, they
give him a 1 year with a little bit of juice on the back end.
Because for that, Key, does it really matter where he's playing? He's not going to be ready to go until later on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it matters because his ability, he wants to play and be good at it. He don't want to just collect the money. You know, like Jay said, the weather factors into some of this decision making. You know, that's why people that have issues with joints and bones and stuff go to California, go to Florida, be in Palm Springs. They go to warm weather places. They don't go from here to the cold.
But what if he looks at Stafford or whatever, the Rams goes, that's not quite it right now, and then looks at the Bills and goes, Josh Allen, yup,
Stafford,
and Diggs, just like Cooper Kupp's gonna get a lot of attention.
Stafford played good last year at times. He played good at times last year. And OBJ signed with the Rams.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike. today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. We're everywhere. We're on your smart speakers. You can download the podcast. Wherever there's radio. Eduardo Perez, ESPN Major League Baseball analyst with us now. Every pitch of the MLB playoffs is on ESPN Radio. Coverage of the wild card begins today, 11:30 Eastern, and continues all day. You'll hear Eduardo during every game of the World Series right here on ESPN Radio. Good morning, Eduardo.
Good morning, and I just want to say that I completely agree 100% with Keyshawn about moving down at least south. I went to Miami because my bones were starting to hurt up north. Mm-hmm. So I agree with that. Oh, the joints are feel a lot better in the warm weather.
That's for sure. Yes, that's why my old ass likes California.
Yeah, it might make me think about moving down south, E. Trust me. I got to kick things off asking you as the resident Mets fan here, what we've seen from DeGrom and Scherzer down the stretch, not good, right? Health-wise, do you think they will hold up?
Well, if you're a Mets fan, you're hoping they hold up, right?
No.
Look, this is, you know, it's a different Max Scherzer than we've seen in the past. That's for sure. It's not the overpowering fastball that blows it by you up in the zone. This series given up a lot of home runs. I think that has a lot to do with him pitching more down in the zone and throwing a lot more sliders. He's got more spin on the baseball this year, analytically speaking. And I'm wondering if he's using that to try to say, okay, I can't be as predictable of you just hunting the fastball, the number one, because of it. So if I'm the San Diego Padres, I continue to hunt the number one. I continue to try to bring him down in the zone. But Max Scherzer right now is not the same pitcher, and it's okay. He's still going to get outs, but he's that guy that signed that 3-year, $130 million deal to pitch game one. And that's why Buck Showalter is putting him in there, and they're rolling the dice and hoping that if they win tonight, they can hold off on DeGrom and not pitch him in game two. And some people think it's a mistake, but at the same time, you got one of the best pitchers in the world throwing game two, even if he has a slight blister. I saw him yesterday throw a bullpen in full uni, and he looked really good.
Okay.
So that's a good sign for the Mets. And we'll find out a little bit more if it'll be Bassett or DeGrom, depending on the win or loss tonight of the Mets.
Hey, Gerardo, I saw Starling Marte out there catching some balls in the outfield. What do you think about his status? Will he be able to come back in this series? Because obviously he's pivotal, right?
He's really pivotal. I don't think he's going to come back. I don't. I think the vibration of what happened there with the – it's the right hand. It's a throwing hand. It's still stiff. It still hurts. It's a sharp pain. And they're going to miss him. If he's not going to be activated for tonight and he doesn't play for this series, they're going to miss him greatly because he's the guy that can handle any type of pitching. Velo, a breaking ball type guy. He works the counts. He's a havoc on the bases. He plays defense, elite defense in right field. He's got the arm to control the guy from going first to third, from going second to home. He can win a game without even getting a hit in the game, and that's a major part of why the Mets aren't the same type of offense as they were earlier in the year.
Eduardo Perez, ESPN MLB analyst, joins us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Eddie, outside the Dodgers, who do you have favorite to come out of the NL?
The Braves. The Braves, you know what? Right now, I would probably have the Braves ahead of the Dodgers, Key, and I'm sorry to tell you that. And, you know, you look at the record of the Dodgers and what they've done this year, it's great. But I'm concerned about the back end of their rotation, of their bullpen. They're strong with the 1-2-3 punch of Mookie, Turner, and Freddie. But after that, I'm still a little concerned of where is that – somebody's going to have to step up in a major way in the postseason. You get better pitching. You're seeing better pitching in the postseason. The Atlanta Braves right now, what I saw against the Mets, it wasn't that the Mets played badly. It was that the Braves played better. They're that good in the bullpen. They throw strikes. They match up against any lineup. Their starting staff is legit. They go five innings, and then it's over. The signing of Raisel Iglesias, the trade that they made with the Angels, and getting Raisel Iglesias bridged and put everything together in that bullpen. Kenley Jansen's been better. Minter has been solid. You get Raisel to throw the seventh inning, ay, papa, it's all over.
Keyshawn Johnson is no longer a fan of Eddie Pease.
The joints feel good.
Listen, Eduardo, can we just talk about the thing that everyone wants to talk about and everyone wants to hear about?
Food?
The mighty
I'm all about
New
the food.
York Yankees, the greatest franchise in the history of American team sport, 27-time world champion New York Yankees, who have, just Aaron Judge has hit 62 home runs, came within a couple of hits of winning the Triple Crown. The starting pitching, Severino came back throwing over 100 miles an hour, seven innings, no hit ball. Cole rounding into form. And Nestor Cortez has been magic all year, but the bullpen is thin right now after it was so good early. What are their chances?
Okay. And that's why I side in a major way. You're right. They're missing a lot of their pieces. This is why they were so good early on. They're going to have to lean on their offense. And, you know, their offense also scares me because DJ LeMahieu can't really put a lot of pressure on that back leg of his to turn on pitches. Are they going to still hit Judge leadoff? The 5 days sometimes concerns me for players that have days off. You have Giancarlo Stanton has to step up and be the superstar player that he has been in the postseason in the past. And with 5 days, guys
been a little
that are
hot recently, though,
guys,
Eduardo. He hit a bunch of home runs recently.
Yeah, and then you take a week off. This ain't football. Yeah. That's the problem. You need to play. You need that continuity. And that's what concerns me is having those 5 days off for Giancarlo. Is he going to be sharp? He has to be able to lay off the sliders. I think the first three pitches of the series will dictate how Giancarlo Stanton will be in the ALDS. If he lays off a slider down and away and you see the take, you're like, okay, he's on. I was his hitting coach with the Marlins. That's what I always used to look at, his takes, not so much his barreling of the swing in the zone. It's can he lay off that pitch out of the zone. The bullpen, definitely concerning. The bright spot here is Severino gave you seven strong shutout, no-hit innings in Texas. You got Nasty Nestor and you got Cole. Those three guys are going to have to eat up a lot of innings and play old school baseball to take the pressure away from the relievers.
Eduardo Perez, ESPN MLB baseball, MLB analyst with us. You can hear him on every game of the World Series right here on ESPN Radio. Thank you, Eduardo.
Thanks for having me. Stay keep those joints loose.
Yes, sir. Hey, MLB baseball. That's a new league.
MLB baseball. That's right. By the way, no one used to say MLB. MLB is like a new thing. It always used to just be Major League Baseball. Every pitch of the MLB playoffs is on ESPN Radio. Coverage of the wild card begins today at 11:30 a.m. Eastern and continues all day. But man, I love this time of year. This like when you start to get into October and you got NBA revving up and getting ready to go in the preseason and NFL in full swing and baseball playoffs. To me, this is the best time of year for a sports fan. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, what Key doesn't even consider about another NFC North.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.